ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम आप्यायन्तु ममांगानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्म उपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मामा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्व निराकरणं मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। சமவேதியே கேனோபனிஷதி த்விதிய கண்டே பஞ்சமஹா மந்த்ரஹ சீயிங் தி ஃபிஃப்த் மந்த்ரா வேர் தஸ் அ கிரேட் எம்பசிஸ் திஸ் ஹியூமன் பர்த் இஸ் வெரி பிரெஷியஸ் திஸ் ஸ்பேன் ஆஃப் லைஃப் லிவ்ட் in this world as a human being is very, very precious. We can't afford to waste even a fractional second. All our efforts must be somehow to prepare our mind. Our efforts must be to understand the teaching. Our efforts must be to discover the truth, because it's a precious time. If the truth of the universe, the truth of all living beings, the truth of all non-living things, the truth of everything, only truth, being the truth of one's own self is discovered. And the truth of the universe is discovered as one's own self. Only it is discovered. In discovering the truth of the universe being one's own self, one's identity becomes resolved, one's individuality becomes resolved. In resolving one's individuality, all the individuality caused problems will be resolved. There's no greater accomplishment than resolving the individuality in totality. Seeing the oneness of the truth of the total, the whole. Therefore, the mantra says, let us see the mantra here. Iha cheda vedit ata satyamasti. நச்சேதிஹா வேதீத் மகதி விநஷ்டிஹி. ரிபீட் அகைன். இஹச்சேத வேதீத் அர்த்த சத்யமஸ்தி நச்சேதிஹா வேதீன் மகதி விநஷ்டிஹி. பூதேஷு பூதேஷு விசித்ய தீராஹ ப்ரேத்யாஸ்மான் லோகாத் அம்ருதா பவந்தி. When we are living this life as a human beings, one should discover the truth. Iha avedit chet. If a person has recognized the truth, then Brahman, then Satyamasti, then there is real accomplishment in this life. Nachet, if not, if a person has not discovered truth in this life, in this very precious human life, iha na vedit chet, a person has not recognized the truth of the universe obtaining as one's own self, then loss is immense, loss is infinite. Mahati vinashtihi. Bhuteshu bhuteshu. Vichitya dhiraha. The dhiraha, the intelligent people, the protectors of the mind from fear, having discerned, distinctly known the truth, the only truth obtaining in all the beings, having discerned the truth as one's own sarupam, having discerned the truth obtaining in all the beings as one's own sarupam, pretya asmat lokat, having withdrawn from this world, amrataha bhavanti, they become immortal. They remain one with Brahman as immortal truth. They become immortal. They become immortal means they claim immortality being their nature, remaining one with Brahman. Is it clear? This is the literal meaning of the mantra, which we have already seen, which Swamiji always mentions how precious this human birth is. Of all the living beings, human being alone has this unique capability, capacity, opportunity, that he alone is eligible to discover the truth as a truth of I. Because he alone is endowed with this partial knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am. He alone knows I am a human being. He alone has self-consciousness. As a self-conscious being, knowing one's own existence, knowing his, having his identity, he is capable of asking this question, what is this I? What am I? What is this I? What is this knowledge of self-existence I am? Where does it rise from? Where does it exist? Where does it resolve? What is truth of this? By discovering this truth of I, because he alone has this knowledge of self-existence, so he's eligible to discover. He can discover the truth of every individual. He can discover the truth of all the beings. He is capable of discerning the truth in all the beings by discovering one's own truth. That way he can see the truth being one and the same in all the beings. That is how he can see oneself being non-separate from the whole. Not only he wants to be non-separate from the whole essentially, though there seems to be difference physically, empirically, relatively, absolutely there is non-difference. Discovering the non-difference, in discovering the oneness, the discovering the sameness of the truth of the whole, and seeing the fact of oneself being non-separate from the whole, the person really understands the nature of the self being immortal, and that is how he makes his life really meaningful. Just see the Bhashyam here. Iha eva chet. Iha eva means what? There is absolute reality, the ultimate truth. And if one were to know in this life itself, if one were to know, then there is purpose. That is, the life is purposeful, meaningful, and there's accomplishment. So, iha eva chet, if in this life itself, manushyaha, See the next word now, manushyaha. So manushyaha, of course, a human being alone. It does not talk, of course, this goal is not for any other human, any other living being. Because no other living being is eligible to discover the truth. Because no other being is blessed with this knowledge of self-existence. No other living being has self-consciousness. There's no self-conscious being other than the human being. Therefore, manushyaha. Manuteti manushyaha. You know why a human being is called manushyaha? Manute is the manushyaha. He is capable of thinking. Manushyaha. And this manushyaha, human being also, adhikritaha. Adhikritaha means was, yasya adhikaraha asti saha adhikritaha. Adhikara means eligibility, qualification. Yasya adhikaraha asti saha adhikritaha. The eligible human being. Eligible human being, eligible for what? The human being who is eligible for discovering the truth. Who has qualification for discovering the truth. Who is qualified? Who is adhikritaha? Adhikritaha is a qualified person. The qualified person is the one who is capable of sitting in the Upanishad class, listening to the repeated same teaching without feeling bored. And that is also qualification. And that is possible only if a person has certain degree of dispassion, certain degree of viveka, certain degree of, you know, the strong desperateness for moksha, freedom from limitations. And the effort to practice disciplines. And a certain degree of discipline. Disciplines a person has. And he is adhikritaha. To make it short, sadhana chatushtaya sampannaha adhikari is adhikritaha here. Adhikritaha. He, that's a qualified person alone, is becomes what? Samarthaha. Samarthaha, capable. It is not, mere interest is not enough. Without interest, there will not be any capability. Even if interest is there, if a capacity is not there, still it is not possible. Therefore, the person must be capable. Adhikritaha. Samarthaha san, samarthaha san, adhikritaha san. San means what? Being capable, being endowed with the qualifications. Being an eligible, qualified, capable person. Yadi avedit atmanam. If a person has recognized the truth, the truth of the all-pervasive reality implied by the term Atma, obtaining as the nearest self. Yadi avedit atmanam. If a person has recognized the truth, being a qualified, capable person in this life itself. What is Atma? He explains. Yathokta lakshanam. Yathokta lakshanam. The Atma, which is of the nature, which has been, the nature of which has been discussed in the previous mantras, right from the second mantra. Okay. Yatha uktam, as already revealed. Can you all hear me? Okay. Something happened suddenly, didn't it? It's okay now? So, yathokta lakshanam means how a person can recognize the Atma. That has been already said. The second mantra, it was taught as Chakshushaha Chakshushu, Shrotrasya Shrotram, etc. Thereafterwards, it was further unfolded, saying that reality of the universe is obtaining as one's own self, is distinct from the known and the unknown. Distinct from the known and the unknown. Thereby, the reality of the universe is available for discovery only as the Swarupam of the knower, because truth is distinct from Atma, is distinct from the known and the unknown. Then, finally, it was instructed how the truth can be discerned. All pervasive reality, Atma, should be recognized as one's own innermost self, and being discerned as pure consciousness from every thought of every cognition, which is to be discerned as invariably present consciousness, obtaining in all the variable cognitions as the truth of every thought. So, this how the Brahmatma can be recognized. The method of recognizing Brahmatma has been already instructed. Therefore, Acharya says here, Yathokta Lakshanam. Yathokta Lakshanam means, as instructed before, the Brahmatma, the nature of which was already instructed. So, avedit viditavan. If a person has recognized the Atma in terms of its nature as instructed before, viditavan, yathoktena prakarena. See, yathoktena prakarena. You cannot know by using any other method. Yathoktena prakar, only by the method as instructed before. Okay. Pratibodha viditam matam. Pratibodha viditam matam. Atma is really known only if it is known, being discerned as pure consciousness, obtaining invariably in all the variable cognitions as the truth of every thought. Only then it is known. So, yathoktena prakarena. Understand now? Yathoktena prakarena. By the method which was mentioned, your person has discovered atha, then tada. Atha means what? Atha. Atha is the word used in the mantra. So, Bhagavad-pada says, atha should be taken as tada. Tada, then. Asti satyam. Tada asti satyam. Only then there is truth. What is truth here? Manushya janma. Hey, manushya janmani asmin avinashaha. Tada asti satyam. Means what? Only then there is real accomplishment. Only then there is absolute accomplishment. When manushya janmani asmin, manushya janmani asmin means asmin manushya janmani, in this life, in this human life, in this life one lives as a human being. Asmin manushya janmani, in this human life, avinashaha, there is avinashaha, non-destruction. In this human life, there is absolute accomplishment is there. The non-destruction is there. மனுஷ ஜென்மனி அஸ்மின் அவினாஷக அஸ்தி. அதர்வைஸ் தேர் இஸ் ஒன்லி டிஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன் இன் திஸ் லைஃப். இஃப் அ பர்சன் இன் திஸ் ஹியூமன் லைஃப் டிஸ்கவர்ஸ் த ட்ரூத் பை ஃபாலோயிங் தி மெத் ஆஸ் இன் கீப்பிங் தி மெத்தட் இன்ஸ்ட்ரக்டட், தென் தெர் இஸ் ரியல் அக்காம்ப்ளிஷ்மெண்ட், தெர் இஸ் நான் டிஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன். வாட் டஸ் இட் மீன் பை த வேர்ட் சத்தியம்? There's real accomplishment. What is real accomplishment? Discovery of the non-destruction. There is non-destruction. There's attainment of non-destruction. What is non-destruction? It is arthavatta. See now, arthavatta. Arthavat means meaningful. Arthavatta means meaningfulness. Only then there is meaningfulness in this life. There's meaningfulness of this life. Arthavatta, there is meaningfulness of this life. Va or sadbhavaha. Sadbhavaha means there is admiration of this life. The truth of the universe being one's own self is discovered in this human life, following the methods instructed in the Upanishad. Then there is real accomplishment, there is non-destruction, there is meaningfulness, there is admiration of life. Sadbhavaha. It's a noun. Va or paramarthata. Paramarthata mean, see, paramartha is adjective, paramarthata noun. Paramartha means absolute, paramarthata means absoluteness of life. Only then there is absoluteness of life, there's meaningfulness of life or admiration of life. Absoluteness of life means what? The status of being one with the absolute Brahman. Only then there is the possible, the status of being one with the Brahman. Even though every individual is choicelessly, essentially Brahman, already Brahman. But unless and until it is discovered, there is no status of being one with Brahman. So paramarthata means absoluteness in terms of the status of being Brahman, being one with Brahman. Va satyam. Satyam, the truth. Vidyate, is there. So I'll repeat again here. யதோக்தேன பிரகாரேன இஹ மனுஷ்யஹ அதிக்ருதஹ சமர்த்தஹ சன்னு. ஹியூமன் பீயிங் பீங் கேப்பபிள் ஆஃப் டிஸ்கவரிங் தி ட்ரூத், பீங் எண்டட் வித் த குவாலிஃபிகேஷன், இஃப் ஹி டிஸ்கவர்ஸ் தி ஆத்மா விச் வித் நேச்சர் ஆஃப் விச் ஹேஸ் பீன் ஆல்ரெடி இன்ஸ்ட்ரக்டட் யூசிங் தி மெத்தட் இன்ஸ்ட்ரக்டட் பை தி சாஸ்திரம், தென் there is truth, there is real accomplishment in this human life, there is non-destruction, there is meaningfulness, there is admiration, or there is absoluteness, there is status of being one with absolute truth, Brahman, and there is fact in life. Satyam, there is fact. There is, otherwise, we're living in a dream life. Na ched iha avedit iti. Na ched iha avedit iti. Then begins, if a person has not recognized, he says, na ched iha. இஹ ஜீவஹா చేత్ ఇహ జీవ చేత్ అధికృత అవేదీత్ న అవేదీత్ న చేత్ ఇహ జీవ చేత్ అధికృత అవేదీత్ న అవేదీత్ మీన్స్ వాట్ న విదితవాన్ చేత్ ఇఫ్ అ పర్సన్ లివింగ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ జీవ జీవశ్చేత్ ఇఫ్ అ పర్సన్ లివింగ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ బీయింగ్ క్వాలిఫైడ్ ఆల్సో ఇఫ్ అ పర్సన్ ఇస్ నాట్ రికగ్నైజ్డ్ ద ట్రూత్ బ్రహ్మ వన్స్ ఓన్ సెల్ఫ్ తదా దెన్ మహతీ దీర్ఘ మహతీ మీన్స్ వాట్ గ్రేట్ గ్రేట్ మీన్స్ వాట్ ఇమ్మెన్స్ ట్రెమెండస్ దీర్ఘ దీర్ఘ మీన్ వాట్ లాంగ్ వాట్ డస్ ఇట్ మీన్ అనంత ఎండ్లెస్ లిమిట్లెస్ వాట్ ఈస్ గ్రేట్ ఇమ్మెన్స్ ట్రెమెండస్ ఇలిమిట్లెస్ లాస్ వినష్టి ఇఫ్ అ పర్సన్ లివింగ్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ యాజ్ ఎ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ బీయింగ్ క్వాలిఫైడ్ హ్యాస్ నాట్ రికగ్నైజ్ ద ట్రూత్ దెన్ ద లాస్ ద డిస్ట్రక్షన్ లాస్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ఫినిట్ లిమిట్లెస్ వినష్టిహి మీన్స్ నాట్ వినష్టిహి ఇస్ అ ఫెమినైన్ నౌన్ వినాశనం ఇస్ అ న్యూట్రల్ నౌన్ దెర్ ఈస్ ఇన్ఫినిట్ డిస్ట్రక్షన్ ఇన్ఫినిట్ డిస్ట్రక్షన్ ఈస్ ఇన్ఫినిట్ లాస్ ఇమ్మెన్స్ లాస్ వినష్టిహి స్త్రీలింగ శబ్ద వినాశనం నపుంసకలింగ శబ్ద జస్ట్ సో వాట్ ఈస్ వినాశ వాట్ ఈస్ వినష్టిహి He explains, Janma, Jara, Maranadi, Prabandha, Vicheda, Lakshana, Samsara, Gatihi. What is loss? See, Samsara, Gatihi. Having to remain in Samsara. Samsara, Gatihi means what? Gatihi means the position. Having the position, having status. Of remaining in samsara. Okay. In the form of non-breaking bondage. Prabandha vicheda lakshana. Vicheda means breaking. Avicheda lakshana. Prabandha vicheda lakshana samsara gatihi. Prabandha vicheda lakshana samsara gatihi. Then the loss or destruction is in the form of having to be in the samsara. This beginningless, endless life of transmigration in the form of the non-breaking of samsara fraught with birth, decay, old age, etc. Janma, jara, marana, adi, ప్రబంధావిచ్ఛేద లక్షణ సంసార గతి అవిచ్ఛేద లక్షణ సంసార గతి దెన్ అ పర్సన్ హ్యాస్ టు రిమైన్ ఇన్ సంసార వాట్ ఈస్ సంసార బిగినింగ్లెస్ ఎండ్లెస్ సైకిల్ ఆఫ్ కౌంట్లెస్ నంబర్ ఆఫ్ బర్త్స్ అండ్ డెత్స్ సంసార దట్స్ వై ఇట్ ఇస్ beginningless, endless cycle, the life of transmigration, fraught with birth, death, old age, etc. I do not want to say unbroken, okay, but I want to say non-breaking, because the noun from, because after all you'll ask why it is, what is the noun, what is the adjective. That's why I wanted to say this. If we say samsara is going to be there endlessly, it means how far? It is endlessly far stretching. That is samsara. That is what is great loss. There's no greater loss than having to be in this samsara. And he says, janma jara maranadi prabandha. See, bandha means bondage. Prabandha means what now? No, tight bondage. When non-releasable bondage. Non-relievable bondage. Prabandha. So, janma jara maranadi prabandha vicheda lakshana samsara gatihi. Okay, tasmat, therefore, that is the loss. See, not knowing Brahman is loss. Discovering Brahman is the real gain. There's no greater gain than knowing the truth. See, we can never attain the infinite. We can never attain the limitless. Because if something has to be attained, it cannot be limitless. Because something which has to be attained will be come to an end. Something which has yet to be attained, even if it is attained, it will come to an end. Anything which has a beginning should end. Anything which is newly attained is subject to fall apart, subject to go. Therefore, infinite cannot be attained. Infinite must be already there. If already there, it has to be discovered. Therefore, discovering the infinite is attaining the infinite. And not discovering the infinite is losing the infinite. Therefore, there's no greater loss than not knowing the infinite. There's no infinite gain than knowing the infinite. So knowing the infinite is discovering the infinite is attainment of the infinite. And not knowing the infinite is losing the infinite. Tasmat evam, therefore, in this manner, as explained above, guna doshau vijanantaha brahmanaha. Gunaha means good, doshaha means evil. Vijanantaha, shatru anta shabda. Guna doshau vijanantaha brahmanaha. Let me first tell the meaning of the word brahmanaha. See, brahmanaha, here not jati brahmanaha alone. Brahmanaha are the people who accept Veda known as Brahma. The word Brahma, the Brahman means reality. Brahma means Brahma, you know. The word Brahma also means Veda. So those who have faith in the Veda Shastram as the Pramanam, those of Shraddha, and those who strictly follow the way of life enjoined by the Veda Shastram, they are Brahmanaha. So Brahmanaha are Vaidikaha. So Vaidikaha are those who have Shraddha in the Veda as the Pramanam, those who followed strictly the way of life enjoined by the Veda Shastram, are Vaidikaha. Vaidikaha are Brahmanaha. So Brahmanaha, those people, so they are strictly following the life enjoined by the Veda Shastra means they are committed to, they have Purushartha Nischaya, they are committed to the goal, they know the value of knowledge, and they live a strictly disciplined life, they take care of their mental protection, they take care of their mental preparation. Therefore, they are eligible to discover the truth, and those are committed to the pursuit of the truth. Such people are Brahmanaha. So Brahmanaha, Vijanantaha, who are aware, who are knowing, who know the good and the evil. What is good and what is evil? There is no good other than knowing the truth. There is no evil other than not knowing the truth. Absolutely, nothing in the world is good or bad. Not knowing is bad. Not knowing is evil. And knowing the truth is good. Therefore, Brahmanaha, who are aware of the good in terms of, who know the benefit of the knowledge, and who know the evil means who know the consequence of being ignorant, not knowing. So, the intelligent Vaidikaha, Brahmanaha, who know the good and the evil in terms of the benefit of knowledge of the Brahman and consequence of not knowing Brahman, those people, Bhuteshu Bhuteshu. Are you all following? Sometimes I need to see your heads nodding so that I will know you're all, I mean, nothing is stopped. Okay. Bhuteshu Bhuteshu means what? Bhuteshu Bhuteshu is the Upanishadic expression. Acharya writes, Sarva Bhuteshu. Sarva Bhuteshu. Sarva Bhuteshu means what? In all the beings. So in all the beings means which beings? Acharya says, Sthavareshu Chareshu Cha. See, Charaha, Charani Bhutani. Bhutani means beings. So, Bhuteshu Bhuteshu, Sarva Bhuteshu, Sarveshu Bhuteshu, in all beings. In all beings means what? Chareshu. Charaha means Charani Bhutani, means mobile beings. Mobile beings stands for what? All mobile beings, human beings, including all other mobile beings, animals. Sthavaresh means what? Living beings, all plants, immobile beings. Sthavarani Bhutani, immobile living beings. Charani Bhutani, mobile living beings. So, Charani includes all animals along with human beings. Therefore, in all the living, not only in human beings, in all the mobile, immobile plants and animals also, why only living beings? Why he has not mentioned non-living things? Non-living things, inanimate things, we cannot recognize Brahman. But we should remember, we should know Brahman is very much there pervading the non-living things also. But Brahman is recognizable only in living beings. Okay? Sthavareshu chareshu cha yekam atmatattvam brahma vichitya. Vichitya means having distinctly known, having cognitively discerned this limitless reality, which is of the limitlessness implied by the term Brahman, which is that ekam atmatattvam brahma, one all-pervasive truth implied by the term Brahma. Ekam atmatattva means all-pervasive truth. So in all beings, in all living beings, mobile and immobile beings, including human beings, having distinctly discerned one all pervasive truth, Brahman. So vichitya means what? Vignaya. Vignaya. Having known. How? Having distinctly known, having known, you know, the one all pervasive truth obtaining in all living beings, obtaining as the nearest self, innermost essence, as one's own self, as the content of I, Sakshat Kritya. You can see the only truth obtaining in all the beings, but you cannot really know all the truth in the other beings. So he says Sakshat Kritya. Sakshat Karanam. Sakshat Karoti. Means what? Sakshat Kritya. What is the verb? Sakshat Karoti. Sakshat Karanam. Sakshat Kritya. Having known, having discovered the one all-pervasive truth Brahman obtaining in all the living beings as one's own self, as the innermost essence obtaining as very content of I, as immediate self, dhiraha. Dhiraha means what? Dhimantaha. Dhiraha, dhimantaha. You know the meaning of the word very, very well. I've explained many times. The intelligent people who prudently protect their minds from fear. Such people. Pretya. Pretya means what? Vyavritya. See, the word pretya literally means what? Having gone. Having departed. But here, pretya means vyavritya. Having withdrawn. See, once you discover the truth, it is possible to withdraw. So, vyavritya means having withdrawn from where? Asmat lokat. From this world. Which world? The world in the form of ignorance. Avik mama aham bhava lakshanat. Mama aham bhava lakshanat. Avidya rupat. Asmat lokat uparamya. So again, yes, uparamya is one more word. Pretya vyavritya uparamya. So having withdrawn from this world of ignorance in the form of I sense and my sense. Aham bhavaha means I sense. Mama bhavaha means what? My sense. Mama aham bhava lakshanat avidya rupat asmat lokatu paramya. Having withdrawn from this world of ignorance in the form of I sense and my sense. Sarvatma ekabhavam. When they withdrawn, then what happens then? Sarvatma ekabhavam, sarvatma ekabhavam, advaitam apannaha, santaha. Had take until that. Sarvatma eka, sarva atma bhavam, sarvatma eka bhavam, sarva atma eka bhavam, sarva atma eka bhavam. Sarvatmaika bhavam. all these prayers, you must make note of the sandhi rules and all. I don't need to tell you in the class. Sarva, Atma, Sarvatma. Sarvatma eka bhavam, Sarvatmaika bhavam. Advaitam, Apannaha santaha. Remaining as those who have attained the state of being one with Brahman. Having attained the status of being one non-dual truth of all. Sarva Atma Ekam Ekabhavam Advaitam Apannaha Santaha. Being those, remaining as the ones who have the status of being one non-dual reality, Brahman, the only self of all. Sarvatma ekabhavam advaitam apannaha santaha. Then what happens? Amrutaha bhavanti. They become immortal. Whenever we say become immortal, we should remember claiming immortality as their nature. They remain immortal truth. They remain as immortal truth. Amrutaha bhavanti means what? Brahmaiva bhavanti. They become one with the Brahman. They remain as Brahman. Remaining as Brahman, remaining one with Brahman is what? As though becoming Brahman. Okay. And this fact, which has been commented upon by Acharya, this fact revealed by Acharya in his commentary, as his commentary on this mantra, is again proved with another Upanishadic quote. So he says, this is the evidence, this is the proof for what Acharya says. Acharya's commentary on this mantra is given with the proof from another Upanishad. Look at this. Sayoha vai tat param brahma veda. Sayoha vai tat param brahma veda. Brahmaiva bhavati. Sayoha vai tat param brahma veda. Brahmaiva bhavati. Sayoha vai tat param brahma veda. Brahmaiva bhavati. It's a beautiful sentence from Mundaka Upanishad. Hope you all remember it is from Mundaka Upanishad at least. Okay. Sayoha vai tat param brahma veda. Brahmaiva bhavati. Sayoha vai tat param brahma veda. Brahmaiva bhavati. This mantra from Mundaka Upanishad. Therefore, here is a Shruti statement extracted from Mundaka Upanishad reveals the same fact. What fact? Yaha saha vai tatparam tatparam brahma veda. That person who discovers, who knows that absolute reality, Brahman, as one's own self, that person becomes Brahman himself. He himself becomes Brahman. Means what? He remains one with Brahma, losing the individuality, resolving the individuality in totality, essentially remains as Brahman. Is it clear? He becomes Brahman himself. Is the literal meaning? Sayoha vaitat param brahma veda brahmaiva bhavati. Iti shrutehe. Means what? This is the statement of the shruti. Shruti, which shruti? Statement of the Vedic statement specifically from Mundaka Upanishad. So here ends the Bhasham on this mantra. Beautiful mantra, small, Bhasham also is not too much. So you could complete the mantra. At last, we have covered the Dvitiya Khandaha. Okay, is it clear now? Any questions here?
Swami, just Uparamya.
Yeah, see, Uparamate is the verb. Ramate is the, Ram is the dhatu. Ramate is the verb, Upa is the prefix. Ramate rejoices, delights, revels. Uparamate withdraws. Uparatihi, Uparamaha, Uparamanam, the nouns. Uparatihi, feminine noun. Uparamaha, masculine noun. Uparamanam, neuter noun. Uparamanam, withdrawal. Uparatihi, withdrawal. In there also, in sixfold disciplines, we understand, no? Shamaha, Damaha, Uparamaha, is withdrawal. There withdrawal is different. Withdrawal from unwanted things. But here, having withdrawn means what? It's not physical withdrawal. Nothing can be withdrawn physically here. So, cognitively having withdrawn the I sense. Okay, withdrawn the self. Withdrawn the I self, I sense. From this world of ignorance in the form of I and my sense and my sense means what? Aham. When you say aham, it's a beautiful knowledge. Knowledge of self-existence, in fact. I am or aham asmi. And then that is fine. But what happens when the I sense is identified with the body, mind, sense complex, then isolation from the whole happens. Individuality comes. The limitations become superimposed. Then you can say what now? It is declinable as me, by me, for me, to me, my, mine, in me, on me, on my part, etc. The declensions are possible only if I sense is identified with the body mind sense complex. So I sense and my sense are expressions of ignorance. Ignorance. Therefore, he says what? So having withdrawn oneself from this world of ignorance in the form of I sense and my sense, means what? Having resolved the I sense and my sense, in the wake of clear vision of one's own self being Brahman, I sense from the body, mind sense complex is withdrawn. Thereby, my sense also becomes resolved. That withdrawn I sense is resolved in Brahman. And one claims Brahman as one's own nature. And taking absolute reality, Brahman, as the content of I, one remains one with Brahman. One does not need to become Brahman. One remains as Brahman. That is how they also claim immortality as their nature. And claiming immortality as their nature is what? Remaining immortal. Clear? Yeah. See this pretya, vyavritya. We have to see how, in which context they are used. Where they are used. Sarvatma ekabhavam advaitam. Sarvatma ekabhava apatihi means attainment of being, attainment of the status of being the only self of all the beings. Thereby, attainment of the state of being non-dual reality. Is apatihi. Apatihi is now apanna is adjective. The participle adjective.
Sabbhavaha and paramartata vidyate.
See, I told already. Sat bhavaha means, literally if you ask, sat bhavaha means good thought. But here sat bhavaha means what? Appreciation. Okay. This is admiration. Sadbhavaha, implying the word sadbhavaha means admiration. This is a noun. Okay. Admiration is the noun. And then arthavatu, arthaha meaning, arthavatu meaningful, arthavatta meaningfulness. This is a noun. Arthavatu ta, arthavatta meaningfulness. So there is meaningfulness of life. There is admiration of the life. There's absoluteness of life. And absoluteness means what? Absoluteness, there's no way of absoluteness being there in one's life unless one sees oneself being non-separate from Brahma. So being one with absolute reality is paramarthata, absoluteness. What is absoluteness? Seeing the fact of oneself being non-separate from the absolute reality is absoluteness.
And Satbhava, can it be as well like having a good character, like a good being, Satbhava?
No. See, here, these are adjectives all only relative level. See, being a good person, going that. See, we are talking about the absolute truth here. So the absolute admiration. See, when there is admiration of somebody's life, you see somebody and admire. Absolutely, there is admiration of the person's life only when a person discovers himself being the only truth, one with the truth, absolute fact. In discovering the absolute fact of one's own self being non-separate from the absolute reality, there is absolute admiration in life. Admiration of life. So, sadbhavaha literally means good thought. Bhavaha means thought. Good thinking. Admiration. So, sadbhavaha, the life is absolutely a life of admiration. And the life of meaningfulness, the meaningful life, and life becomes life of absoluteness means the life where a person sees oneself being the absolute truth. That is paramarthata, the status of being one with the absolute, being the absolute, the status of being the absolute reality. That is absoluteness. That is paramarthata. I told you, sat means good. Bhavaha means thought. Sadbhavaha means what? Good thought. Or the good mind. So, here she take it as admiration. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Rubhyo Namah Harihi Om.